At least 24 journalists are among the more than 8,000 people killed in the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. That is according to the Committee to Protect Journalists, a group that is keeping tally of the loss of life among the very people covering the conflict. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz has more.
The high tally of journalists killed in the ongoing war includes 20 Palestinian journalists, 3 Israelis, and 1 Lebanese journalist. Lucy Westcott from the Committee to Protect Journalists says this conflict has resulted in the deadliest stretch for the press in Israel and the occupied territories since the start of the committee's tracking efforts in 1992.
This is unprecedented.
Westcott is the emergencies director for the CPJ. She said that the last time journalists faced such heightened danger in Israel was during the second intifada of the early 2000s. More than 4,300 people died. And during that unrest, CPJ documented 13 journalists killed in the conflict. The difference here is that uprising spanned around 5 years. The current war in Gaza is still less than 3 weeks old. Palestinian journalists are facing heavier losses because they are often more likely to be located in Gaza, which has faced unrelenting airstrikes from Israel in response to the Hamas attack on October 7th.
And freelance, local and photojournalists are particularly at risk because they not only sort of lack that traditional support of a newsroom, but because of the very nature of their work, need to be closer to what we'd call the action.
Among those recently killed is Palestinian journalist and filmmaker Rushdie Seraj. His company he co-founded, Ain Media, said he was killed in an Israeli airstrike in the Gaza Strip. They said Seraj gave a voice to the people of Gaza. Journalists in Gaza have also lost family members to the violence. On Wednesday, Al Jazeera said an Israeli airstrike had killed the wife, 15-year-old son, 7-year-old daughter, and grandson of the network's Arabic bureau chief, Wael Dadu. Israeli officials have long maintained that they don't deliberately target civilians or journalists, and they respect press freedom. But Westcott said the danger facing reporters covering this conflict goes beyond airstrikes and gunfire.
CPJ is looking at more than 100 additional cases of journalists killed, missing, detained, threatened, and the damage to journalists' offices and homes.
CPJ is also investigating cases of threats, cyber attacks, and censorship targeting journalists as they carry out their work in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank.
It's just very, very important to remember, and for all governments to remember, that journalists are themselves civilians in conflicts, and they play a vital role in making sure that we can all understand what is going on.
Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.